The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. At that time, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into life, into the kingdom of God with one eye, than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." The Gospel of the Lord. The last I looked, we were losing the game. So you will be happy maybe this evening, and it's not because of the game, but the homily is shorter than normal. So this gospel, when it comes around, for some may kind of disturb us. I do want to say also that Jesus is not inviting you to literally cut off your arm or your foot or pluck out your eye. But he is saying to us something very important. As he says to his apostles, his disciples, his followers, all of us. All of us are chosen. All of us are chosen by God. Not just a few of us, not just the prophets of the Bible or the apostles or the preachers of our own modern times, not just the deacons, priests, and bishops, not just the holy people who everyone knows, like Mother Teresa or Blessed Stanley Rother. All of us are chosen. In the name of Jesus, then, if we are chosen and called, and if we are baptized, if we have been given this mission by God, all of us, in the name of Jesus, do something about it. Do mighty deeds, as we hear the Lord say in the scriptures, or like some of the saints say, do small things, but with great love. Do great things for God, and stop looking at others doing things for God. We are not called to look around at others doing good. In the name of Jesus, we are chosen. Pray for people. In the name of Jesus, help someone. In the name of Jesus, serve your neighbor. The flow of grace is so important in the church and the world. The flow of God's grace in and through his church that sanctifies and calls us to be saints. The flow of grace is so important. What do I mean by this? When people in the church, people who believe in God and people who love others, when they choose to do something good and true and beautiful for the Lord, this helps the grace of God to move and to work and to sanctify our souls, to purify the world. When you choose to love someone for the sake of God, this allows the grace of God to work in that person. When you choose to forgive someone, this sanctifies the relationship you might have with that person, and it helps them in their relationship with God. When you choose to help your neighbor, it creates a flow of grace, and God blesses these moments and interactions. He blesses us. Jesus tells his apostles in this gospel, if people are choosing to speak in my name, to bless in my name, to pray for people in my name, do not stop them. Join them. Join them. Proclaim the name of Jesus. All of us are chosen and called by God to daily call upon the name of Jesus in the world and for the world. To all of you here today, is it possible to ask the power of God to work in your life while you're going through your normal day, while you're at work, or while you are at school, or while you are at the grocery store, while you are driving? Lots of people confess driving sins. Or when you recognize that God is needed somewhere. Is it possible to ask that the power of God work in these moments? Not just my anger or my pride or my frustration or my indifference to it all. No, God is needed here. And I will proclaim Jesus, his love and truth. For us daily as chosen disciples of the Lord, I want to encourage you every day to make an examination of your sins. Because this is often these sins that weigh us down or deceive us or put some kind of barrier between us and God's call. We want to examine that daily in our life. Think of your sins as the times I choose to deny that I am chosen by God and called to serve. Sin and our sins, sin is the moment when I choose to be blind to God and put all the light on myself. Sin is especially bad when I tempt others to live not with or in Jesus, but for selfish pride. When we tempt others to just trust themselves and not God, this is a terrible sin. So we need to take the time to examine the moments of our day when we did not love as God would want us, and when we are tempted or when maybe we've tempted others to turn away from the love of God. All are chosen by God. Instead of our struggle with temptation or our sometimes tempting of others or our just sometimes unwillingness to respond to God, instead, pray and love and serve. And in the name of Jesus, do great things for God. Do great things in the world. Nothing is stopping you from loving as the Lord calls us to. Stop worrying about what others will say or think. Jesus wants us to give ourselves freely and full of joy. Don't get caught up with, or don't get caught, I should say, with a great millstone around your neck, dragging you down constantly, complaining, making excuses, saying no over and over and over to God. Let the power and love of Jesus free you from that, free you from sin, and bring you into the power of grace. All of us are chosen. All of us are called to proclaim the saving power of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.